Well, Saudi Arabia says the list of demands it presented to Qatar last week is non-negotiable. The Saudi foreign minister says Riyadh has made its point to Doha and that now it's up to Qatar to change its behavior. Adel Al-Jubeir also warned that otherwise the sheikhdom would remain isolated. Meanwhile, Qatari foreign minister has met with his U.S. counterpart in Washington after the State Department voiced confusion over the Saudi-led embargo on the tiny Persian Gulf country. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani slammed the demands as unacceptable.
What has been presented by the countries of the blockade are merely claims that are not proved by evidence and are not demands. The demands must be realistic and enforceable and otherwise are unacceptable.
Saudi Arabia, along with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Egypt, imposed a boycott on Qatar 3 weeks ago, accusing it of supporting terrorism. Then Riyadh presented a list of demands to Doha, including shutting down Al Jazeera TV channel and cutting ties with Iran. Qatar denies the allegations against it and says demands are aimed at curbing its sovereignty. A political commentator, David Lindorf, says Saudi Arabia has started with tough demands, but later it will back off since they are unrealistic.
It seems to me that the claim that Saudi Arabia is trying to limit Qatar's sovereignty is what's happening here. You could argue that they're starting out with tough demands and then will back off because they're unrealistic. But, you know, clearly they can only push so far since Qatar is hosting the headquarters of the U.S. Navy in the area. And, you know, it's a really important, actually important ally for the U.S. So, which Saudi Arabia certainly can't challenge. And I think that a lot of this has to be chalked up to either bluster or to setting up a negotiating situation where they'll try to influence Qatar, try to maybe pull it a little away from Iran, and come down from the heights of their overreaching demands.